Welcome to The Daily Me, the place for insights into life and business. Hello there and welcome to today's episode of The Daily Me Show. It's Rick Nusky here. I hope your life is going wonderfully well, is treating you beautifully, and that all of the things that you're wishing for are coming your way. Now, on today's show, I want to talk a little bit about how to start a podcast. Now, I'm doing this not because, you know, you couldn't find out yourself, especially nowadays with AI being about, just type in a very brief question, how do I start a podcast, and away you go. But more so because I find that a lot of popular podcasters seem to think that you need to do a two-hour live session, which I know people enjoy, and so I'm not knocking it, but I don't think you need to spend that long to really outline the basics of starting a podcast, and I want to make it as easy as possible for you to do that. So I think, you know, you have to start out by having an idea. You have to define, you know, a concept for the show or the topics and the theme of your podcast. And you got to choose topics that you're really interested in. I wouldn't say passionate. I really dislike that word. I think it's overused and leaves me with a bad taste in my mouth for some reason. But something that you're right into that lights you up, that you get fired up about every time you talk about, and that something that you know that will engage your target audience. So if it's related directly to your business, then talk about the things or the outcomes that are directly related to your products and services, you know, the event that led up to it, how you found the solution, you know, talk about the solution. But, you know, there's a whole heap of ways that you can come up with your topics. Mine was quite kind of organic, and it sort of developed over the years for the My Future Business Show. I think the catalyst for me was a turning point in my life when we had our family. So, you know, for me, that was, I wanted to stay in business, so I needed to continue contributing as a business professional. So it was a natural fit to start a business-based podcast. Now, once you've done that and you've identified the type of show that you want to do, you need to work out what sort of structure and the content that you're going to have inside your episodes. Are you going to do it in audio? You're going to do it in video? Is it going to be a solo cast like the Daily Me Show is? Are you going to do a, you know, one-to-one interviews? Are you going to use a panel of people? You often see that now. They're quite popular as well. And then from there, once you have that, part of the planning process must be that you have a number of episodes lined up before you launch your show. Now, I talk about that part especially a lot inside Welcome to the Show 1.0, the complete podcasting system for your business. And I recommend that you get yourself a free copy of that by dropping over to Facebook, typing in Podcasting Central. Come on in, download the book. It's all there. Hopefully you get some use out of it. So that's Welcome to the Show 1.0, the complete podcasting system for your business. Now, once you've got all that inside that book, you'll also talk about equipment that you're going to need as well. And I am an advocate of saving money. I wouldn't say I'm a Scrooge, but I don't like spending more money until I'm absolutely sure about something. So if you are the same way and maybe your budget is what it is, it's quite small, get onto Facebook Marketplace. There are some amazing deals to be had there. Some people get involved with podcasts and they go, you know what, blow this. I'm not into this. This is not what I thought it was going to be. So you can pick yourself up a secondhand good quality microphone, you know, plug and play, USB, make your life easy. I wouldn't start off with the higher end stuff that requires a device that goes between the microphone and your computer. Just go for a USB type microphone. They are a plenty out there. But if you are inclined to buy decent products straight off the bat, look at Rode, look at Shure, and, you know, look around. There are so many good ones. The reviews, again, go to AI, ask it, you know, what about Rode? What is the best podcast mic out there in the marketplace at the moment? Now, you're also going to need some headphones. I don't like looking like a goob with these big sort of gamer-style headphones on when I'm doing a call, so I have the over-the-ear sort of style ones. And obviously, you're going to need a computer or a Mac to process the recordings. You may or may not need a microphone stand, but I do recommend having a boom arm type deal. In that way, you reduce the vibrations. It's very easy to knock your table, and only the slightest knock can cause vibrations through the mic, and that is obviously captured in the recording. Pop filter, especially in your windy environments. Let's say you have fans on, you've got windows open, or maybe you're on the go. Maybe you're doing a mobile sort of setup. There's great little microphones at the moment where you can actually clip them to your shirt, your t-shirt, your top, or your cap for that matter. Pat Flynn actually does that at the moment. I see him doing that, and I think it looks quite funny when you clip it to your cap. But that's another thing. Then you're obviously going to need to have some sort of audio interface. I've got to be honest, you can do this really, really easy. Go OBS Studio. Don't overdo this. This is free. OBS Studio is completely free. Download it from the internet. Just make sure that you go to the legitimate OBS download site and be mindful of where you go. Now, also, once you've done that, you will then possibly want to upgrade that episode, be it that you recorded in audio or video or both. And if you do, there's a couple of things that I recommend. Obviously, there's OBS to capture the video and audio. Then you've got, for me, I use Camtasia quite a bit. I also use DaVinci Resolve for other reasons to help me process the calls. And then importantly, to transfer the recording, which is not in MP3, to MP3, you're going to need VLC Media Player. That is also free. It's these options are so reliable that I can't stress enough. You don't have to go to the moon with your equipment to get started in this. And as long as there's a need for communication across the world about topics and helping others, well, I think podcasting is going to be around for quite a bit. Now, once you've got all of this sort of set up on your computer, you know, another one that I don't particularly use, I don't necessarily like it as much, is Audacity. If you want to have a look at that, fine. Then there are other paid options like Adobe Audition. Again, I pay for Camtasia because I like Camtasia. It's quite a simple interface to use, and it's a one-off purchase if you decide to go down that path. And the beauty about Camtasia is that you can add, transitions. You can add different videos into your timeline, and you can just beautify it and add additional music and other, different tracks, whereas OBS is primarily for capturing the recording. Now, what I will say about Camtasia is, for some unknown reason, the recording, if you use their recording feature, I don't find it to be as nice and clear and crisp as I do when I use OBS Studio. And this is a big part of the reason I went down the OBS for the recording and Camtasia for the post-record editing sort of side of it. But it's up to you. You can get away with using Camtasia all on its own if that's the way you decide to go about it. But again, that's personal preference. Then when you've got all of those things ready, again, if you have DaVinci Resolve, which is another great free option if you don't want to pay for Camtasia, get that DaVinci Resolve. You can create introductory music and artwork and intros and outro sort of videos that represent your show. And then, you can use, again, another free option, something like Canva, or maybe go to Fiverr to hire a professional designer, spend $50 on a really nice design that you're happy with. Or once again, try out AI. And one I like to use often is Poe. If you are not sure which AI interface you want to use, Poe, P-O-E, gives you a number of different options that will do so many different things for free. It's a free world. It's a free market for the majority of things you need to do with podcasting, and don't let anybody else tell you different. And if you have a Google account, you can store all of your files. I always talk about having a backup system in case you lose that wonderful interview or that recording that you created. Always have two places that you store and, can recall your interview. If you decide that it's, appropriate for you to repurpose the content, that is why having another backup is also very important, but that sort of falls outside of the scope of this call today.